Hachette Audio presents The Next Apocalypse, The Art and Science of Survival. Written by Chris Begley. Read by Chris Begley and Keith Sellenwright.
Prologue. Nothing lasts forever. The laws of physics demand we descend towards disorder, and we comply. Every change sets in motion the next, until the transformation permeates our lives and communities. These changes can be profound and dramatic, sometimes apocalyptic. Many of us think about these apocalyptic changes a lot. If it's not upon us, we convince ourselves that the next apocalypse is just around the corner. I suspect every generation feels that the end is near. Sometimes they are correct. The effects of profound changes endure, but we also remember the world before it transformed. We create a mythical past, a romanticized time when everything was in its proper order. I am an archaeologist, and I study how societies form and transform. In the rainforest in Honduras, I saw how profoundly these changes affect people, even centuries later. "Do you know the story of the Lost City?" Don Cipriano asked me. "It's right up there," he gestured with his hand. Cipriano and I were sitting and looking into the campfire, waiting for water to boil for coffee. We were in the Mosquito Coast of Honduras, deep in the rainforest, where I'd conducted archaeological research for years. We'd been walking over a week, documenting the archaeological sites that he would show me. I'd heard the stories of the Lost City, of course. Everybody recounted the Lost City story, and many people claimed to have found it. "Should we go see it?" I asked, skeptical but interested in the opportunity to look at another ancient site. "No," Cipriano answered, "we can't. It's where all the gods fled when the Spanish came, our gods and from all the original people." Cipriano is Pesh, an indigenous group descended from the people who built the archaeological sites a millennium ago. I worked with the Pesh because they knew the rainforest better than anybody else did. I had been living in his village for a year or so. Cipriano continued, "The gods are lonely, and you must talk to each one if you visit the city, or they get angry and never let you leave. That means we would have to know all 7 languages. We don't." Nobody knew all 7 indigenous languages. "Have you been there?" I asked. Cipriano looked at me, barely concealing his frustration and impatience. "No. Did you not understand the part about the languages? If I had ever been, I would still be there. But I know where it is."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?